Are you a true motorsports enthusiast seeking premium safety equipment? Do you need expert advice to make the right choice? Look no further. Go to OGRacing.com. The ultimate destination for high-quality motorsports gear. OG stocks... It's not OG. OG stocks products from the largest manufacturers, including Sparco, OMP, Alpine Stars, and much more. OG Racing is offering... It's OG is offering an exclusive 15% to our listeners. Use code SLIPANGLE15 at OGRacing.com during checkout. It's OG, Emma. I think you'll get free standard shipping on orders over $100. Don't miss out. Visit OGRacing.com and use SLIPANGLE15 at checkout. That's OG Racing and OGRacing.com and SLIPANGLE15 at checkout. What's up, Taylor Wargo? We're at Big Willow and stuff.
SoCal, baby.
Yeah. How far is this from your house? You live like in for Canadian border, right?
Snow Mexico. Yeah.
Snow Mexico.
Yeah. Snow Mexico, Bellingham, Washington.
You guys get a lot of snow up there?
No, not really.
Yeah, I know. Some places don't get anything up there.
Yeah, we get a couple random spurts of an inch and a half.
I got a good friend who lives in like the islands off of Seattle area.
Oh, like the San Juans somewhere in there? Yeah. Bainbridge.
She's on a big island.
I went to high school. Whidbey?
Wigbee, that's it.
Whidbey. Yeah.
Whatever. And it's like always 50 degrees.
It's gorgeous. It's always gray to be 50 degrees. So it's a little gloomy.
Yeah, I can go for 50 degrees all the time. My wife would hate it. But how's your fit? This is a new one for you. You got a second gen. It's great copper color.
This is the second gen because orange is a personality. Yeah. So
it is.
If you have a Hot Lava FRS, you get a Hot Lava fit. Because how often in life can
is
you
that
have
the same color?
Almost.
So close.
They're so close. And then I found the same wheels. So my like dailies.
Oh, on both so you cars don't have match. A personality, you just have a type. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Burnt Orange and Koenig.
Yeah. I always love that 350Z burnt orange color, and now I don't love it.
Yeah, that didn't age well, like a Lamar orange.
There's something about it. I thought it was so cool in 2003.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How's your car holding up out there?
It holds up great, because it's like limiter, fourth, all through eight.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't go to fifth?
No, because getting the 5.4 perfect into 9, mm-hmm. just not worth it.
Yeah, you'd probably rather not lug it, too. You want the car pulling through 8.
And you come through 8, like you get to limiter basically as you like track out to set up for 9, so it's fine.
What's your track background? And then maybe you can walk us through this track turn by turn in a Sunday Cup car. You do a lot of autocross stuff.
A lot of autocross stuff.
I met you the first time at PPIR. Hang on. Rob's calling me. Hey, Rob. What's up? It's in my earbud. I am unavailable at the moment, so let's get on. Hang on. Time Attack competitor that wants to go drift. Time Attack has a trip. Yeah. Throw it at Carson and see what Carson wants to do. Just make somebody else make this decision.
This is somebody else's problem.
He just said, okay.
Nice.
Anyway, so you got an autocross background, and you've been doing some TT National stuff. I met you at PPR the first time.
Yep.
You came down like bombed through the night from Solon Naz.
Yep. Yep.
And then you did like a day or two of TA, and now you're here. You were at Laguna with us last year. You're here with us last
Laguna,
year.
Laguna, Streets, this.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this stuff?
I started in 2018.
Okay.
Basically the year after I got out of college, I got a job that gave me weekends, and I was like, nice. Cool. And there's so many autocross clubs in Washington.
That's a big thing up there.
It's huge.
How is like site availability, like parking lots and stuff?
Packwood is like... one of the go-to destination.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. They have pro solos there and stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. It's a site big enough to have pros. Mm-hmm. When I made my calendar, because there's four clubs to run with, every day of every weekend from end of February to mid-September, and I was like, I'm not going to do Packwood because it's 5 hours from Bellingham. And then I went once and I was like, this is gorgeous and it's huge. And there's so, like, the courses are so much bigger because they're not on airport runways.
Pretty fast.
It's really low grip, so it's not the fastest, but like it's a big square lot, so you can kind of...
Concrete or...
No, it's just a chip seal. Okay. It used to be an old lumber mill.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I've heard of that place forever, but I don't know anything about it.
It's a classic. It's gorgeous.
Is it like a nice setting?
Yeah, you can see Mount Rainier. You're basically between like Adams, Rainier, and Helens.
When I think of autocross, I don't think of like a picturesque anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, a parking lot with a TJ Maxx.
There's a 747 cargo plane over there. Or yeah. Yeah, literally a closed down TJ Maxx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Emma
maybe.
Loves TJ Maxx, by the way. Big TJ Maxx.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're up in the timing tower at Big Willow. But yeah, what made you want to hang out with us idiots?
So COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then I'm not around anybody. So I got onto podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this podcast called The Slip Angle Show.
Slopped Angle.
Track tuned. Yeah, Ed kept tabs on car stuff, you know, in the country, and grid life was a thing happening on the other side of the country.
That's cool. We appreciate you finding us.
Here you are.
Yeah, we've been out here a bunch now. So,
this is my local event, relatively.
Local,
you know,
what,
for
15 hours away?
19 hours here.
19 hours?
It's 14 hours to Thunderhill. Thunderhill will be, like, technically the closest
one. How long were you down in SoCal? You were, like, working remote out here, right?
Yeah. So I drove the Fit down 2 weekends ago, did a national autocross at Crow's Landing.
Okay.
Well, a pro solo. And
in
then
the Fit?
In the FRS, because the FRS was already here.
Oh, yeah. You took it to Vegas or something.
Because I did, yeah. Vegas time trials, a national tour in Arizona,
and
two more pro solos.
Solo spec, whatever.
Solo spec coupe.
Solo spec of SSC.
Yeah. So both my cars got to run 660s.
Okay. Stuck with the Falcon gang.
Stuck with the Falcon gang. And I don't hate it.
It's not the worst gang.
It's not a bad gang to be on.
What's the width on the solo spec?
225.
Okay.
So it's still relatively narrow for what the car could take.
I didn't think it slotted perfectly into Club TR, but it's not too far off. That was cool when they announced that.
Yeah, it's a good class. It's got crazy good subscription. And the West Coast subscription is getting a lot bigger, which is nice.
Yeah, basic suspension package.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a spec suspension.
Yep.
How much adjustment do you get in anything? Just rebound dampening and that's it pretty much.
Right? Yeah, basically rebound alignment.
Is there a lot of alignment, like slop you can play with those?
It comes with like a SPC kit for the front. So you run like an OEM crash bolt and a SPC bolt in the front.
Is there any caster adjustment in those things factory?
No. So yeah, there's no way to adjust caster in the front.
Gotcha. Well, you could if you crashed the car and
you could. You could pull a...
Have you heard all the stories about SCCA people actually crashing their cars in a certain way and then pulling them back?
Oh, God.
Maybe not doing such a good job. Like, this is such a thing in the 80s or 90s.
I remember the symmetrical alignment, the symmetrical E Street alignment. No further comment. But
people want to win so bad that they literally will destroy their cars in order to fix them to make them better.
Yeah, to drive around cones in second gear. And it's really good competition, but it is like...
But that's probably got really cool parody.
Yeah, SSC is rad.
Yeah, it's got super fun.
Walbaum did SSC for a couple years. First time I went to Nats,
when did he win? 21?
I don't think he did.
I think he won something at 22. Not in SSC, though.
Oh, yeah, last year he drove, the Wilcox... Miata I think it was SSM was the class that he ran.
He won something at Solo Nationals.
Yeah, as the rusty autocrosser, so good for him.
Yeah. Pretty rad. Autocrossing nationally seems hard. Is it? Is it really tough?
It's really tough because you're like only on course for 60 seconds, but you
like
have all the time, all of the time in the world to get in your head.
Yeah,
which I suffer from.
And like the people that are good at autocross have figured it out and they're there. So now you have to beat them or lose to them.
That's definitely how it goes. And a spec class will really like put you in your place.
How big of a field do you guys get at big events?
We had at Nats last year, we had 68 cars.
Holy crap, dude.
Dude, everybody's in the same junk. Like
that's
it's
awesome.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
It's the best.
That's really fun.
Not the most engaging car to drive.
Right.
How best competition. I got mine April of 21.
Okay.
But I had been driving the class. That class started the year I started.
Hi, Abe. What up? Did you get denied?
He wanted that too much.
Okay.
He was worried about time.
Gotcha. We got time attack afterwards. Yeah.
Mm.
So he did say he'd do one.
I told him to go do a podcast with the crazy Tesla.
Oh, yeah, Joker. Yeah.
Craig's a good dude. I like that guy a lot.
He's a good dude. He's a good vibe. I like him.
Yeah, that car is so nuts. It's like actually a full unlimited build. It's been up Pike's Peak, too, a couple times.
And it's towed by a Cybertruck, so.
Yeah, it's so neat. It's the, there's two Cybertrucks over there.
Sponsored by X, a.k.a. Yeah, Twitter.
So wild. Anyway, so you do a bunch of SCCA stuff with our friends over there, and then you dink around with us here. You're going to Laguna and Thunderhill after this?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So this track, I've talked about it on the show a bunch. What's it like in a Honda Fit?
In a Honda Fit, it is flat.
You just matted?
Just matted.
Where do you hit the brakes?
You got to go from fourth to third into turn three.
Okay.
So you got to scrub some speed to get it into gear.
Like,
but
stab it a little bit. But
So three is the only place you can kind of do a stab. And even then it's easy to kill too much speed because you're about to go up a wall of a hill.
Yeah, it's quite a climb.
Yeah, so.
Even from here, it doesn't look that crazy, but you can see it's very steep. It's probably a 7% grade.
Right. There might be. It'd be too long of a lift.
That might be 10% grade.
It's a quick little like flash on the brakes, turn in, click four or three, accelerate up the hill.
And you round to the top.
Round the top. I'm limiter into five because the hill from five to six wouldn't be worth going back into fourth yet.
Right.
So jingle limiter five at the crest of six is where it hits the top of third again. So it's a little fun because it's at the crest, but you're not really hauling any crazy balls.
And then you just accelerate forever and
flat,
ever. And
flat,
ever.
Flat, flat.
And you're flat through eight, right, I assume?
Flat through eight. And then, again, a quick skosh of brake to go into
just
nine.
Just set the nose. And
just to, because you couldn't do it at the top of fourth.
Okay.
Tony Rodriguez probably could, but I can't. I'm not as good about top of fourth gear, like taking your brain away from things to get a reference for a turn-in point, not my strong suit.
Yeah.
If I was more intentional about that, I probably could really nail
really
it.
Fast in a Honda Fit.
It's really.
You're ripping, dude.
And you're tracking from out to in what seems like forever.
Know,
and so you're like, am I there yet? Am I there yet? Am I too early? Am I going
to
go off?
Yeah, you're trying to straight line nine as much as you can.
Yeah. You want to get the laps in so you can work up to
how close to the curb on the inside of nine are you?
Tire width.
You're pretty close to it?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of an intimidating curve.
The closer you get in, the more the suck is. So, you'll feel it. You kind of almost, back it off.
Tilts in.
Very much so.
But then that curve isn't one you want to just jump and eat.
Don't hit
that curb.
And there's a storm drain in the middle of it. So, it's curb, and then it falls into a hole,
and
then it starts again. So, if you were on it, you would just, into the...
It would upset the car so much.
But. Yeah. KO a wheel, probably, I think.
So, how long do you think you're on the brakes total? In this entire lap?
Less than half a second, three quarters of a second, maybe?
A second to break.
Oh, no, because you're not in anything long enough. Uh-huh. It's even when you do a flash for three, it's I call it the E Street punch. And it's not even 100% pressure. It's
That's so fun.
It's fun, and your brain just says, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Yeah. And then in corner exit, you're like, you could have done that. You could have done that.
Maybe I do want to drive your car. It seems so fun.
It's hilarious how...
It's fast, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Abe drove it.
Drove his car the first time yesterday.
I don't have the stones to go faster. No, I don't. So I think I would say that I'm generally comfortable with high G, low speed corners, but high G, high speed corners make me nervous.
Especially in a tippy car.
The official word for this is it gives me the willies, and I don't like it at all. So especially 8 and 9, I don't know how fast you can go through there. I bet it's a lot faster than I go through there.
It's faster than me too.
Oh yeah.
Oh come on.
Oh man.
Just
you can straight line from six. You don't even go out. You don't run the school line at all. You're just and I'm in. You're just distance at that point. Yeah, distance.
So are
distance.
You are you inside, hugging the inside all the way around?
All the way around until you, tee up with the building, the one, the Willows building, and then, come out And then cut back in for 9.
The 9 is, like, I have, what, 4 laps here, maybe. But 9 is tighter, like, at the end than you expect, right? Like, the whole track is really sweeping and flowing. And then, like, 9 tightens up on you, and you're like, shit. I know if you're expecting it, it's not a big deal. But, like, your first lap, your siding lap out, you're like, ooh. Kind of caught me by surprise.
Yeah, you have this long, like, seemingly constant radius corner. And then it's like they intended for it to be a 180. And then they're like, oh, we don't have enough property for that. Just like, pinch. You're like, kink. And you're like, ooh.
But I watched you in the last session. And you came to session a little bit late. You got released. You had a ton of room. And then by the end of your warm-up lap, you were past a car that was ahead of you on release. And maybe the next lap after, you had caught another one of the fits, and they were leading you into one, and I saw them touch the brakes, and I was like, well, he's getting held up because I know he doesn't brake there. So did you end up with an okay lap?
I think I got 2 good ones in after. Once I got past the 2 fits, there's a pretty big gap. And I backed off a little bit. Once I got past the second one, I was like, I'll chill for a second, really make sure I don't reel in the car in front, and then got on it basically mid turn 8 to set a flyer.
I feel like, so I think, especially on the first lap of a TA event, that, or of a TA heat, that most drivers use bad technique. And I say this meaning, I believe that most drivers enter that last corner at a speed that's not optimal for maximizing their speed at start finish, mm-hmm. right? Because the objective is to attack that very last corner as if you were already on your flying lap, because you need to be carrying as much speed at start finish as you will when you finish your lap,
right,
in order to get the best possible time. And so what is it like in your warm-up coming through 8 and 9, like how fast are you going? By 8, are you at full speed already, or are you trying to bring it up into 9?
Because there's a skosh of brake into 9, I basically, whatever that min speed is that I would turn in for 9, I'll like hold it a little early, and then 9 is skirting with going off on the exit to get the exit speed. And if you're doing 9 right, you'll know you did it right because you're on the edge of going off. So I feel like the exit speed must be there.
Almost crashing.
Tony says the fastest line through 9 is 2 wheels off.
Yeah.
Like it'll hang 2 wheels off because there's still a little bit of camber, and it'll just like hook on the insides. Like I'm not willing to be that guy.
That sounds scary.
I'm not willing to be that guy.
Do you guys know what the track record here is for any vehicle?
Not a clue.
It's a 106 set by Michael Andretti in a 19. Other motors. Overall track record, Michael Andretti in a 1987 kart Indy car.
Sheesh. I wonder what the surface condition was then compared to now. You think so?
Average,
yeah, 8
so
is lumpy.
In order for that time to be accurate, the average speed is 136 miles per hour.
Oh my God.
There are corners here, so to average 136 means that those corner speeds are up.
Up. Up a lot to make up for Omega as well. Insane.
Yeah, I love this track. I kind of hate the infrastructure. It's pretty old, but it's kind of a fun place to be.
It's old-timey for
like,
sure.
Once the timing loop worked, I was kind of stoked. I was mentally exhausted until I went to bed last night.
I feel like one of us, maybe it's me or maybe Emma, needs to like sit at home and practice making crimps and making...
Oh, I'm going to play with it at Rubba.
So that, like, did you do that?
Your crimp master? Man, that's
making
your...
BNC connections?
Yeah. Emma's rap name is Crimp Master Emma. It's sick.
Hell yeah.
We've got all the tools in the kit. I just literally left the kit on the side of the trailer because my golf cart was full, and then I blew it like an idiot. Oh, well. All's well that ends well. We fixed it.
Right, yeah.
We sort of fixed it.
Well, I wouldn't say it's fixed. I would say it works for us. For the next person, it's not going to be so.
Best, not at all.
Sucks to suck. Best of luck, nerds.
That's the spirit.
The owner knows about it. I was on the phone with him. So, anyway, yeah. Well, we did a big Willow yesterday. We did a big Willow today. We got about four more hours of competition. So,
it's kind of, and then all of a sudden, the red eye flight.
And I'm driving 31 hours with John. So,
yeah, my drive doesn't seem so bad comparatively.
Dude, are you going straight home tonight or though?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get up to Patterson tonight. Yeah.
We're probably going to try to get to like Las Vegas, maybe try to get a cheap hotel room to take showers and maybe sleep for 2 or 3 hours and then climb the rest of the way.
Yeah.
We'll see how we feel though. I do want to take a shower. I want to take a shower pretty bad.
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing the, like when I started autocross, like in a tent, never showered. I'm like, I feel gross.
Yeah. I want to take a shower somewhere. I don't even care where it is. Like I'll pay $89 for a motel room just to take a shower.
Worth it.
Totally worth it.
Fully.
Well, we'll probably see you at, what's next, Laguna?
Laguna, yeah.
You don't want to drive 40 hours and hang out with us?
I'd love to. I'd really just need to fits are so cheap. I should just buy another park it over there. Fit.
You could just take mine, fly into Chicago. It's not a good one, but what's that?
Not that mine's too great.
What suspension do you have in yours?
Swift lowering springs, yeah. Coney Orange.
The basic one, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the black car had stock shocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My car was best when it was on cut springs and stock shocks, and then I started putting like real springs and crap on it. I hate it now. I need to take it apart and change it, which I am doing. And I got a wheel bearing to fix my ABS. And I got top hats to fix my clunk. I got some of those. What's Seamus's company? TCS.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got to put those in. So almost time to do some maintenance on the old girl. I was gonna sell it. It's just like
they're too good.
It's such a good little car.
They're too good.
Like I put so much crap in it the other night, loaded to the ceiling.
But yeah, anyway, I've stuffed.
We got a racetrack. We almost did a podcast. That's enough. It's a slip angle. 1010 says we suck. We do short shows.
Psh, they're not here.
We should prove them right.
Maybe they should be here if they're going to say that slip angle sucks.
Anyway, well, thanks for coming out and working and instructing. So after Laguna, I was messaging with Taylor, and I was like, I need people on the West Coast that are awesome. And he was like, I know some cool people. And he introduced us to like 4 or 5 people, and they're working with us this weekend, and we went out to dinner last night. It was so fun. It was great.
It was a great time.
So I appreciate you helping us build a team out here.
How many drinks did you have
last night? 2 ciders, 2 mugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 6 high moons once I was back in the RV. It was like a 1:45 night.
You guys stayed up late, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 11 o'clock, and my head touched the pillow, and I was out.
Yeah, but 11 o'clock is...
That's 1 o'clock
two,
for us.
Yeah. Yeah, 1, 2 for you guys.
Yeah, you're in your normal time zone.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was a good time last night. That place is... I like that Mexican place we went to.
It's so good.
Las Margaritas or whatever it's called.
The closer you get to the border, the better it gets. Dude, I swear to God.
Yeah, it's the best... we were talking about it the other night. Like, the other best tacos I've had were, like, the worst... kept taco trucks all in the weeds and sticks around Coda. Mm. You just drive down this intersection and like a bunch of taco trucks have gathered on an abandoned lot and it's the best food you've ever had.
Hell yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how she
goes. The more you get, the better the food gets.
It's a fact.
Yeah. Anyway, well, freaking Willow Springs. It's so far away from home. I don't want to drive at all. I'm sorry you have to drive too.
You just got to get another, like a second batch of stuff and then just like put it in a locker out here.
Well,
so you have like
a West
Coast
too, but it's the transponders are the problem. That we're carrying in this little minivan $60,000 in stuff, maybe? I don't know. It's just a lot of junk.
You're not going to like freight that out.
It's a lot of junk. Oh, we could. We could get a guaranteed, like, but I don't know. You could put a tracker in it. You could do things. I don't know. I'm not going to drive again. I'm not doing it again. I'm not going to spontaneously drive across the country.
You got to put all those Cali events closer together. That'll spare you some of that.
We've been talking about this all morning. Like, dates are so hard.
Yeah.
Like, getting a date that works because availability is just not there. Like, no. Tracks are busy right now. So.
Turns out.
Yeah.
We will get to a place at some point where we do 2 events in 2 regions on the same weekend.
I don't.
How are you going to have 2 Emmas?
Gosh, I don't want to do that. Well, we have Ryan.
You got to have 2 Renees.
Ryan,
you got to have 2 Scotts.
Is, mostly an Emma. Abe knows how to use the timing system.
Like, not as well as Emma.
No.
Not even close, but.
We could try to pull Kevin out of retirement. It's going to be we're going to need a sharp hook. We might be able to drag him off stage and back into The dude likes driving. He really likes being at the events. He just like doesn't want to be stuck in the tower.
Yeah, there's got to be a point where you have two events on the same weekend.
I think 13, 14 events is fine. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, Big Willow, thanks for hanging out.
It happened, yeah.
How's beginners?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, yesterday there was like only a few.
A handful of them. Now it's
and then the
crazy
gaggle of 944s came.
Yeah, I hope that goes smooth.
Super fun. Yeah, no, they're a great group.
Yeah, they seem like they're here just to experience it and have a good time.
They really are.
The ones that I've talked to. So, awesome. Appreciate your help, man.
Cool.
Yeah. Talk soon.
Slip Angle was created by Austin Cabot and Adam Jubé, co-hosted by Derek Yarbrough, and production by Abram Schmucker, who mixes all of our terrible audio. If you like the show, please rate us and review us on iTunes, and come and find us in the pits at a grid life to say hello.